Hello guys, welcome back to my podcast in which I will be telling you about my life of Vindhyanagar. This is the part 2. I have already made an episode on this topic only. That was the part 1. You can listen it on Spotify, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Public, etc. I have written a blog also on this as well on the Blogger, which you can read by typing this URL in the address bar of your web browser, which is lakshyasinghe8795.blogspot.com. So let's start. After leaving the junior wing of Delhi Public School, Vindhyanagar, I was promoted to class 3 in March 2014. I was a little bit scared because it was the senior wing of the same school. All the teachers of class 3 come to know about me by the teachers of mine in the junior wing. All the teachers were surprised that I was a very bright and intelligent student, but you know that two teachers didn't like me personally because the teachers themselves liked poor or average students. Now you people will be thinking that how can you say that those teachers didn't like you. When I gave the second round of the IUS Olympiad or International Olympiad of Science, which was conducted by Silver Zone Foundation. So as a young kid, I didn't know the meaning of cheating. So the teacher took that advantage and told me the wrong answer in between the exam. And the same teacher told the other student, who was an average student, the correct answer of that same question. When the results came, I got a silver medal because of that. Actually, ma'am was giving us the answers during the examination, so I decided to give my best performance in school exams rather than these Olympiad exams in order to make my name in the school. I successfully achieved this. My mother too got the position of Joint Secretary of PTA. PTA means that Parents Teachers Association, because of this. All the teachers were happy with me. I got the Student of the Year 2014 because of that. But the last night before the second last examination of full yearly examination, I got a sprain in my right leg. You know what? I want to tell you something funny about this incident, that when I was taken to the NTPC hospital, the doctor said that my ankle bone has been broken because of this. Actually, I didn't know that what was a bone fracture or a sprain because I did not study about them in class 3. And I started weeping that my ankle is broken. The tomorrow morning, I gave the school exam comfortably and I enjoyed giving the exam. After the exams, I got promoted to class 4 in March 2014. This was the year which turned my life upside down. Actually, I got 2 major accidents in the same year. Can you believe that? The first accident happened before 11 days of my birthday, in which I was riding my bicycle fast and got hit by a football and fell over the cemented floor. My right knee was brutally damaged because of this accident. I got 12 stitches on my knee because of that. But the main problem was that a lady doctor was putting the stitches on my knee, and she got scared and left the hospital without stitching the wound. After that, the pun of hers stitched the wound of mine. You know what happened to me after that? I was not able to walk for 3 months. I was bedridden. Literally, I'm saying I was bedridden. My friends came to my house to meet me. After that, I got international rank 17 in NCO, National Cyber Olympiad. This too was conducted by Science Olympiad Foundation, with a gold medal of excellence. After the healing and a good performance in the final examinations of class 4, I got promoted to class 5. This was my best year in terms of performance in school exams and Olympiad exams. This year I took up 8 gold medals, 3 silver medals and 1 bronze medal, or in total I got 12 medals. In this class I got full marks in each and every subject in class 5. My mother was again re-elected as a joint secretary of PTA, Parents Teacher Association. I've already told you about that, of my school. I was so cheerful that my parents gifted me 4 Hot Wheels cars. You know that what are Hot Wheels cars? I think because it is an American company or metal company, I would say. After this outstanding performance in class 5, I got promoted to class 6. This too was a good session overall, and I liked it very much. But because of one reason, I was disappointed in this session. Why? I will tell you the answer. In this year, I got into some types of conflicts. One boy whose name was Aryan Kaushal used to say abusive words to me and disturbed me a lot. Because of that, it got so complicated, and the case of ours was sent to the principal's office. This was not a great year with these cases, but in terms of exams, classics was good enough. One thing I like about classics was that I got a chance to sit in the competition of Medha Pratyogita conducted by NTPC Limited. I went to first round or the written round of that GK quiz. I got third rank in the written quiz and got selected for the second round. The second round was of visual quiz, in which I and my classmate won the first position and got selected for the third round, which was held in New Delhi. We struggled in the third round and got fourth position. This trip was too excellent. I got promoted to class 7 in March 2018. This was the year when I picked up my 50th gold medal of my Olympiad career, and I was so much joyful that I couldn't express it to you all. But my class teacher was not a good class teacher. Why? My class teacher was that teacher who helped the other student to make him win, and this teacher liked average and poor students. I have told this incident now already, or in the part 1 also. It happened with me in class 3 only. This year, my own classmates turned on me and started making false accuses of me. For example, a classmate of my class spread this rumor that I was born in the year 2004, not 2005. This news spread in all sections of class 7. It was very disturbing for me because every student of class 7 started asking me these rubbish questions, which I don't like personally as well. I was not at all good. Now you only tell me that if my parents are married in the year 2004, then how can I come in this world? You only tell me in the comments, because that was very disturbing at that time. You know what I like about class 7? I like the 2 trips which were offered to me by the teachers of DPS Vindanagar. The first trip for which I was selected was for Inter-DPS GK quiz. It was held in the month of June. 5 other students, including myself, went to the trip. I firstly went to the Singrauli railway station and waited for the train. When the train came at 8 a.m., we got inside the train and started our journey. The competition was held in Jaipur, Rajasthan. Our first stop was at South Katni railway station, Madhya Pradesh, where we stopped and had our lunch and dinner because we had to get inside the next train at South Katni. The train reached Jaipur at 6 a.m. Now a bus came from DPS Ajmer Road, or Delhi Public School Ajmer Road. We took the bus and reached the DPS Ajmer Road. The school was so humongous and was spread over a very large area. After having a bath at the hostel, we went to search about Jaipur. First place we visited was Hawa Mahal, the second was the Jal Mahal or the Water Palace, the third was the Jantar Mantar. The fourth place we stopped was to buy some caps and to have a look at Jantar Mantar. The fifth place was the Mahatma Gandhi Bazaar, where my teammates bought some goodies and all that stuff they wanted to give to their parents as a present for them. I was able to buy two products for them. I felt very happy. After the competition, we left the school at 7 a.m. We went to some big temples in Ajmer. After watching these places, we left Jaipur. The second trip for which I was selected was for Inter DPS Science Quiz. It was held in the month of November. 8 other students, including myself, went to the trip. I firstly went to the Singrauli railway station, not with my own parents but with my teammates' parents because my father was at night shift. I went with them at 2 a.m. at night. The competition was at New Delhi. We reached South Katni first and then picked up another train and went to New Delhi. The school bus was not there at the railway station of New Delhi. We decided to book two cabs through Ola app. You know what is Ola app in India. We got the cabs and went to DPS Mathura Road. It is the oldest DPS school ever made. It was established in 1949. This school was not as huge as the previous school in Jaipur, but I liked this one as well. It was very cold at that time because it was the month of November. After giving the competition, we went to see some historic places. Some tombs were there, and the third place which I know was the New Delhi Zoo. It was also a huge place. It was filled with migratory birds and lots of trees and plants and animals. Then we had our lunch and went to New Delhi railway station. We left New Delhi and we came to Varanasi or Banaras railway station. We waited for a bus which would leave us to Vindhyanagar. We came back to our homes. This was the end of both the journeys of class 7. I earned so many medals and certificates that I am a holder of 62 gold medals, 11 silver medals and 9 bronze medals and more than 100 certificates. I have made a record for myself in the history of DPS Vindhyanagar that I was been selected in the PTA Parent Teacher Association for consecutive 8 years. One more record I made was that I was the fastest to reach 50 gold medals in the history of this school in terms of Olympiad career. I got promoted to class 8 and I studied there for 2 months. In the summer vacation, I took transfer certificate from the school because my parents, or I should say my father, got transferred to Bar Patna. That's the end of an era of my life which I will never forget till I'm alive. Therefore, this was the journey of my life in Delhi Public School Vindhyanagar from 2014 to 2019. I will never forget these moments of my life. This was a very beautiful experience for me in Vindhyanagar. If I would rate this place out of 10, then I will rate it out 8 out of 10. That's a massive score for such a small town. By the way, it took me so much time to speak about them that I have to divide these episodes into two parts, I would say. So if you have liked it, please subscribe me on any platform and please tell me in the comment section that how was this podcast. So I'm signing off and goodbye and stay safe. Thank you.